That's hot. Do you love it? Woo!
Woo! Oh, it feels so good.
Yeah,
it feels so good to be back.
It feels real good to be here.
It feels so good.
Thank you, everybody. I'm okay.
How are you? Good.
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Hi, everybody.
How's
our
coming back? Nico, Vula, how are you guys?
We added all our tickets for the last 2 weeks, so we have double the audience this week.
Double the audience?
Yeah, we have a standing. Yeah, people standing.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming back and bearing with us through our problems.
Let's not talk about it. You can listen to last week's episode, or what we posted last week. I won't even call it an episode.
It doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Am I right?
There you go.
Am I right?
There you go, ladies.
Can I get an amen?
Can I get a waipa?
Can I get a waipa?
So
no, you can't.
No. So, why don't we, our audience who maybe is new today?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's tell them who we are.
All right.
Who are you?
Me.
Who are
me?
You?
You.
Me.
Who are you? I'm Joe. Uh-huh. And I'm here at a co-host of Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Love it. I'm James.
James,
so you got a co-host. I'm a better half.
Better half? Wow, that's up for debate.
You can be the brains, I'll be the beauty. I'll be the Farrah. I'll be the Farrah Fawcett. And not just because I have gorgeous hair either.
So, yeah, so we just get together once a week on Sunday mornings and chit chat and drink.
And just whatever.
Just see what goes on, yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun guests here. Tawny,
our intern.
Our La Fontaine. Yes. She goes by. She's transsexual.
Transsexual.
She's a tranny.
Yeah.
Well, she never is here, but Gloria Victoria of Astoria.
Yes.
She's actually our producer, I guess?
I guess the producer would be...
Right.
She funds us. Her corporation funds us.
And so she calls in every once in a while. And
yep.
We have other friends that stop by.
Bo,
Steven.
Yes. Yep.
We do celebrity news. We do music news.
We do it all.
What don't we do?
And who don't we have on? We have everyone on.
Anyone. You want to be on our show?
Yeah.
Are you a truck driver? Well, no, we'd want to have truck drivers on the show. Are you a garbage lady?
Hey.
You a lunch lady? What?
What? Are you saying... I thought you meant you wouldn't have them on.
No, I would love to have a truck driver on.
Okay, I got you. Are you kidding? You know a lot of truck drivers, don't you? From your line of work.
Exactly.
Your other job. Well,
my friend is going away this weekend, and I said, do everything I would do. Well, I said, do everything I would do. Well, don't go behind dumpsters at truck stops.
Unless you're getting paid.
What? Oh, yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. And our lovely producer, Gil.
Yes, Gil.
Who's back to work now. You can get a paycheck.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Gil. I mean, it wasn't really our fault, but...
It wasn't really our fault, but he hates that we talk about him on the show.
It was kind of your fault.
It wasn't really my fault.
It was kind of your fault.
Let's not go into it.
All right. I know I'm innocent. I can say that.
Gil always hates it when we talk about him on the show, but I think he deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, let's give it up for Gil. You know, come on.
Thank you for your hard work, Gil. If it wasn't for you, we would be talking about one thing for hours and hours and hours.
It was on our first few shows.
Well, if you listen to, like, you know, the first, I don't know, 10 episodes before we had a
producer. Before we had Gil,
we just would go on and on. And on and on. So.
Oh!
What does that mean?
I think I know who it might be.
Get her the hell out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, your favorite and ours.
Yes.
Tawny R. LaFontaine.
Hello, boys. Hello. It's so, so nice to be back. Finally.
It is. How are you?
I've just been beside myself sitting at home.
Oh,
sorry.
You know, I've had some things to do, but just very, very happy that we're back.
So are we,
again.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry that I caused all the problems.
Well, it's not going to
it. In the past.
And James, I'm really sorry that I make rules so well that
you
just can't resist them.
You do,
long.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm just really glad to be here. And I actually have a big surprise for you.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I can't wait to hear what this is.
You're just never going to believe this. Let me tell you this story. It's funny.
Okay.
So the other night, I decided to take a walk. Since I haven't been working, I've had a lot of free time on my hands. So I went down to the park, and I was just walking around, and I ended up, you know, nature calls, and I had to go into the bathroom. So I wander into the men's room, and I still use the men's room. I know it doesn't look like I should.
No, not at all.
I'm pre-op, as you know, and I still have a penis. I feel that I should go into the men's room.
All right. Totally right.
So I wander in there, and there's 5-6 guys to stand around. I don't know what they're doing in there. I mean, it's so nice out. I don't know why they'd want to be in a bathroom.
I think I know.
Yeah, I think you're right
there. They were there. So, you know, I went over to the urinal. I'm doing my business. And I look over to the other urinal, and who do I see but your good friend, Steven?
No.
I couldn't believe it. The last person I would have expected to see there. And, you know, I had to call him a few times. I don't know what he was doing, but, you know, finally I got his attention. And he seemed a little startled that someone knew him there. But, we walked for a little while after he was done. He told me he'd meet me in about 10, 15 minutes.
Well, that's all
same thing. Right.
I was out, you know, I went for my walk, and then we met up later, and we were just talking for a while. And I said, you know what you should do? You should come to the show.
Yeah.
Because I know the boys love to see you.
Of course.
And you're always great on the show. So here he is. I give you... Steven!
Alright! Hi, Steven!
Steven!
How are you?
I'm great.
Come
How
have
are you
a
guys
seat.
Doing?
Have a seat. Wow!
Yeah, right?
What a weird way to run into. What a weird way to one into Tawny.
Which one?
Yeah, thanks, Tawny.
No problem.
Weird.
No
problem. Weird. I had no idea you frequented the park.
Well.
Yes, yeah. I had some sort of an idea.
No.
I had a little inkling.
Yeah, well.
I had a little inkling that you might frequent the park.
Well, I frequent the park, too.
How are you?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
I'm good.
I heard that you guys had a little mishap in the last couple weeks, but, you know, now you're back on track.
And we are back on track.
So then that's why I'm here to, like, wish you guys a new, fresh start.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
I'm so happy
But I think before we can start, Tawny, we definitely need our mimosas.
What's most important? What's most important?
Of course. I'm right on top. I actually brought the stuff out so I could start making it for you.
See, we'll get you in a minute. I just want to finish up with Tawny here, because usually, I know, Tawny, you have to run out sometimes before we're done.
Yes, things to do.
What have you been up to? You know, pour us a mimosa. Tell us what's going on, Tawny.
Okay, all right. Let me just get the bottle open here. Hold on, I'm sorry. It's just hard to get... Ugh. All right, okay, now I can start pouring. So, yeah, so anyway... Oh, I'm so sorry about spilling that on you. I'm sorry. So... Yeah, I've been busy. I've been keeping myself busy. You know, I haven't had a lot to do.
Yeah.
I've been home trying to take care of Jermaine.
Yeah, how is Jermaine?
Make sure he's happy. And then, of course, I have the two dogs, Robert David McDaniels and Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels. And then the new addition to our family, Bethany.
Bethany,
Oh.
I think this one's just about done. Here you go, Stephen. There's your mimosa. Oh. So, Bethany is our pure white, she's gorgeous. Her fur is gorgeous. Teddy bear hamster, who we got. And she's been a bit of a handful. I don't know. She's sort of, you know, we live in a small space. And, the two dogs and then her. She just sort of really smells very bad. But I love her to death. I let her run free throughout the trailer. So, you know, she has lots of things to get into. And sometimes, you know, one day I couldn't find her for almost 3 hours. I was going mad, throwing things all over the place, yelling at the dogs. It was not fun. But that's what happens when I'm home all the time.
Right.
Right, yeah. I can. Yeah.
There you go, Sophie. I think this one's done, Joe. That one's for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me get started on making this one. I can't find her for hours. And then I look over on the bedroom floor, and I had a pile. I was just about to do laundry. And, of course, my good Kathy Ireland lingerie is in a pile on the floor. And where do I find her but gnawing a hole through my good underwear? I'm blushing, talking about my unmentionables. I'm sorry, boys. I hope it's not too much information.
I think you're embarrassing Steven.
But, yeah, and then there's been some issues with Robbie D. McD.
Oh, right.
He has some... sinus issues, I think I mentioned before, and he snores. Oh, Lord, does he snore. And, it's become an issue. I mean, the neighbors are complaining, and Roberta, who owns the Happy Oaks trailer park that I live in, she's threatening eviction.
Ooh,
you know what? He's my dog, and, I mean, it might as well be my child if I could, you know, biologically have one. which I can't. But, you know, I have him, and that's, I have to hold on to that. But Roberta, you know, we're good friends, and I'm hoping this will just blow over.
I'm sure.
I have him, you know, I've been slipping a few, Claritin D. I don't know if that's very good for him.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
It hasn't seemed to help. I probably won't do it again. But, you know, I was hoping, maybe. So if there's any vets that listen, you know, give me a call. Let me know what I
maybe.
Can do
we'll
to try
you know.
To try to help out with the snoring, because I haven't slept in weeks. And yeah, so anyway, oh, here you go, James. There's your mimosa. Everybody's got one. But other than that, you know, things have been quiet. I know you boys read my blog and my MySpace.
Right,
and anybody else has
it.
My MySpace, by the way. I don't have a lot of friends. I would love more friends on MySpace. But my MySpace is www.myspace.com/Tawny, TawnNNY, the, THE, Tranny, TRANNY. Just remember, a double N in Tawny and in Tranny.
That's good.
So, you know, that's just a little thing I made up to help it easy, make
good,
it easy for you guys
to
remember how to get
there. It's
them.
Like I before
but,
E.
You know, read my blog. But, you know, I've been going on and on and on.
Yeah.
Listen to me being a little Miss Jabber.
Shanny Gabby.
You know, you guys start the show. And,
okay.
I'm just going to clean up a little bit here, and I'll be out of your hair. So go ahead.
All right, careful.
Well,
all right.
Well, guys.
Yeah.
I said the show. So what's been going on with you, Steven?
Not much. Just working a lot, doing my thing, you know, going on some dates.
Oh, I went on a date last weekend since we had the weekend off.
Oh, all right.
Oh, it was so much fun. Jermaine is so romantic sometimes. You know, we went to the Happy Oaks Family Trailer Park Bar and Lounge, where we always end up. And, you know, it was karaoke, which we don't usually go to. I'm not much of a singer, really. Well, you know, back in the day, in the orphanage, I was a tenor in the orphanage's Baptist Bible Gospel choir called the Twinkles. But, you know, ever since then, I hadn't really done much singing. Well, that's not totally true. Not so long ago, I was at, you know, at Becky the Mule, rest in peace, her funeral. And I did sing, at the request of Roberta, Wind Beneath My Wings. Because, you know, Becky was that to everyone.
Oh, that's nice, Tawny.
No, I mean that literally, because she was the transportation. I mean, without her, none of us would have gotten out of the trailer park. So she literally was the wind beneath our wings to fly out of the trailer park. But you know that. You know that story. I won't get into that. So we ended up at the park bar and lounge, and we were hanging out there. And, you know, I'm sitting there enjoying my Tecate beer. And Roberta says, next up to sing, Tawny. And I said, what? Huh? I didn't put my name in. But, you know, the few other people there were mildly cheering me on to get up there, so I thought I should do it. I mean, I'm a woman of my word. I'm going to get up there if I'm told to. So I get up there, and I don't know what song it's going to be. It ends up being Holding Out for a Hero, you know, that
song. Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, I know it.
I need a hero. You know that song, right?
Yeah.
Holding out for a hero till the end of the night.
Right. Yeah, Tony.
You know it. I think Bonnie Tyler says it.
You know it.
I gotta be strong and I gotta be fast and it's gotta be larger than life.
Yeah,
that's how it's something like that. I don't know. The word's not in front of me, and I didn't do my warm up, so my voice is atrocious.
No, it's fine.
You actually sound okay. Yeah.
And, you know, I did it. I knew the words. It's one of my favorite songs. And I was sweating and working the crowd, and everyone was into it. It was great. And then come to find out later on, it was actually Jermaine who put my name in. I found that out by going back to our bar stools. And I found the cutest note from him. And, again, this is all on my blog, but I just had to share it with everybody. It said, I'm tired, don't forget to pay the tab. And he had gone. So isn't that nice? That was just so nice. So, you know, of course I had one more, and then I headed out, but it was such a nice night. There's some more details about it in my blog, so you should check that out, because it was quite a night, but I don't want to take up the whole show here, boys, so go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, that was very interesting. Oh,
thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're
back
welcome.
To the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, unfortunately, because we didn't have funding, and we didn't have equipment, and we didn't have Gil, and we didn't have Tawny,
right.
You know, we had nothing. We were not able to record anything at the festival in Brooklyn for Pride.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to go very badly.
But we are going to try.
It's okay, because we have the big Pride celebration at the end of the month.
That's
here.
Right.
And before that, coming up
can't
this
wait
weekend,
for Pride.
Yeah.
We're going to see Varla Jean Merman.
Yes.
We perform.
I love her.
And if you don't know Varla Jean Merman, look her up
look
online.
Her up.
She's an
hysterical.
Awesome performer.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah,
so
she is
funny.
So funny.
I wouldn't. Not your stereotypical drag queen.
No, I mean, she actually
not
sings.
Not your typical drag queen.
Right. She actually sings her songs and writes some stuff.
And it's
is
all parodies.
Right? It's all parodies,
it's
yeah.
It's so funny.
She writes all her stuff, I believe.
It's very good. So have you seen some of her stuff, Steven?
I've seen some of her stuff on YouTube and some movies of hers and stuff, which
girls
is
will
fabulous.
Girls.
Girls Will Be
rent
Girls.
It.
Yep.
Please,
Girls Will Be Girls.
Rent
so
it.
Funny. Yep.
Great night out.
So, yeah, do you have any plans for Pride, Steven? Other than
just
are you
going
go
to
the parade?
I definitely might do the pier dance this year.
Oh, okay.
Which might be fun.
Tell us about that.
Time.
What do you know about that?
I don't really know a lot about it. I know that it's a huge dance. Like,
okay.
Basically, it's one of the biggest, you know, dances that they throw for a Pride.
I'm hoping Jermaine will take me to that. That would be so nice.
Oh, okay.
So I'm excited about going
is
to that.
Is this the one that, like, there's always, like, a famous surprise performance?
Yes, definitely.
Last year was Janet Jackson, or was that the year
before? I thought it was J-Lo.
I thought it was J-Lo.
Oh, the year before was Janet.
Okay, yes, that's right.
Gotcha.
So I'm excited about
that.
That
is
my
exciting.
My first time doing that.
Nice,
so we'll see what happens, you know.
And you have a big trip coming up this summer, right?
I do. I'm going
Ooh.
To San Francisco.
Ooh. You have to tell us how it is. I love it. I would love to go
when
there.
Is that?
For 10 days, July 20th to the 30th.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll have you back before then.
Yeah. Right. I would love
That's
to be
back.
And definitely later. After, so we can
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
gotta,
God.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, we'll definitely have to. Yeah, maybe we'll have to give you an assignment.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be
an
a good idea.
On the road assignment. Mm-hmm.
Spread us to the West Coast. We're,
that would be
cool. We're East Coast right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of spreading going on, but maybe not.
Yeah. Oh, you're terrible.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
kidding.
Please.
I'll talk.
You're like the Land of Lakes Indian.
What?
Very spreadable.
Oh, you guys.
It's very racist.
I have nothing against butter. Well, that's just very exciting.
Yeah,
so,
I'm excited.
What, any
about
other
summer.
Plans other than that?
That's much. That's about it for the
yeah.
summer. I'm really,
yeah.
I'm excited about it. I'm just like really happy.
I'm happy about
year.
The summer too.
Yep.
I've been waiting for it all year, and you know, we all pitched in at the trailer park at Happy Oaks, and we got the most gorgeous Angelique 48 pool. It is. Oh, I just can't wait to be in it. It just looks so nice. I mean, it only fits maybe two or three people at a time, so I haven't actually gotten to be in it yet. But I did, you know, I'm planning on taking the week of July 14th for me. And I have signed it out already. I talked to Roberta, and I've signed it out for the entire week. So it'll be me and maybe two other people varying throughout the week, but it'll always be me. I'll be in there just taking in the rays and drinking, I don't know, some margaritas if I can manage to make some, and just enjoying myself and kicking back, because that's what summer's all about, you know? And actually, I have to excuse myself. I'm sorry to leave early. I know we're rounding up soon, so I left you with enough mimosas, but I just got a page from my dear friend Rhonda, and she let me know that the Dress Barn Outlet actually just got a shipment of their Women of Stature Collection bathing suits, which is their plus-size line, which is perfect for me.
Right.
It's what I look for. So, and I haven't been able to find them. They go so quickly, so I need to get over there now. She's actually holding one for me, but she's not going to be able to hold it for long. People have already tried to take it from her, so I've got to go.
Well, you better go.
So
yeah.
You boys have a great night. Steven, thank
we
you
will.
For
we
coming
will.
In. I'm so glad that you're here, and I hope
thanks
to see
for
you soon.
Me.
I'll see you guys later.
What the hell is this? What the hell is this? The Tawny Show?
Oh, I know.
America's Next Top Tawny?
We all know it is.
Gil, I blame Gil for that.
Yeah.
I blame Gil for that.
Gil.
Nobody needs to hear all
that. 2 weeks worth of stuff that Tony's been waiting to get out. So it all just came out.
What do you do? Lock her in a room? Because poor girl.
She doesn't get to, I mean, she talks to Bethany a lot. Let's put it that way. Well, you know.
Who's Rhonda? We haven't met Rhonda. Yeah, not Rhonda. I've never heard her even talk about Rhonda.
No, I know.
Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, please, Rhonda.
She's helping.
Help me, Rhonda. But yeah, so summer's good for you, Steven.
Yeah, summer's good.
So what are your plans for the summer?
Well, it's a big summer for me because it's my.
Don't say
it. Birthday.
Oh.
You know, so that. And then I.
When is your birthday?
When?
Yeah. Yes.
August 9th.
Okay, oh, party.
Birthday.
Party.
And then big party the following weekend. Not right on. Oh,
okay.
Birthday,
okay,
so.
All
right. And then right after my party, we rented a house in the Cape Cod, so we're going to be there for a week.
Oh, I've never been.
So that should be fun.
I think Mimosa might have to record on location.
We probably will.
I think
you're coming out to
like
visit.
I think I might.
Yeah.
We'll be like the Golden Girls on the Lanai.
Yeah. Oh,
that would be nice.
Does it have a Lanai? Please tell me the Lanai.
Oh, it has something. Yeah,
we'll call it the Lanai.
We'll call it the Lanai, whatever it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has a back patio, so that'll be our Lanai.
And then by the time you get back, it'll be time for back to school shopping.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm going back home.
Uh-huh.
For 4th of July.
Oh, wonderful.
Which I love. You were with me last year.
It's and the year before. Loved it.
What happened this year?
I know. Well, I'm going to save all my money for San Francisco.
I know. But I love going home 4th of July because I come from a really tiny town and 4th of July is a huge deal. And
beautiful there, too.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
And what else? That's about it, really. We're going to see Dolores from the Cranberries.
Oh,
before.
Yes.
Who are you?
Can't wait.
She has a solo album out. It's really good. Dolores. Yes.
Dolores O'Riordan.
Check her out. Yep. I feel like there's other stuff.
There's lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And lots of Mimosa stuff, too, that we can't even get into right now.
Well, you'll bring it up later on.
All I can tell you is it involves t-shirts and flyers and lots of makeup.
Wonderful.
And that's always good.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking that we can let our listeners know on this. My friend helps out with a charity that a lot of celebrities take part in.
Oh.
But, you know, if you know somebody like I do, you can take part of it as well. I can't even speak. Take part in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm thinking of getting a Mimosa team together for this charity.
Ooh, wonderful.
And it is a stiletto run.
Oh.
Which we're familiar with.
Right.
Because
when
we did the AIDS walk,
which wasn't exactly the smartest thing. So
no.
Hopefully.
But this is supposed to be a fun thing, a stiletto run. Apparently, what's his name? Matt Damon? Not Matt Damon.
No.
From the 80s.
That's not Matt Damon.
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon will be there.
Oh.
Wow. I mean,
there you
I
go.
Don't know who else, but
there you go.
I thought it might be fun.
Enough said.
It would be fun.
Oh my God.
We're just getting into it.
We hardly said two words.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
I don't think I'm going to come in next week.
Gil. Why don't we just have Tony come in?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Make her own
show.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. What do we have to say?
We have lots of things, lots of announcements.
Thank you
to go
for
through.
Sticking with us through our. Our
technical
crazy time, our technical difficulties. Ooh, that was not fun.
It was not fun.
But thank you for sticking with us.
We have to reiterate this. We have a new phone number.
We do have
a
new
phone number. I don't know if you heard about
this. No.
It's
brand new. We had some problems with our old phone number. I don't want to get into that. You know, we had to switch our number. So make sure, we just want to make sure everyone out there knows what our new number is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and give it out.
Go ahead, give it out.
We'll
get a pen.
Get a pen and pencil or pause it if you need to.
Get a pen.
Yeah.
Girl, grab your pen.
They got the pen.
Girl, grab your pen.
They got the pen.
Grab your pen, girl.
Grab it.
All the girls are shuffling through their purses trying to find the pen. All right. Write in lipstick if you have to.
This is not
fun because lip gloss.
All of the most promotional items that have our phone number on it has all now have to be changed.
It has to be changed. Okay. Well, the website's already been updated.
Grab a pen, girl.
Here we go. 206. Same start.
206.
Same. 206. It's easy.
And the second part's even easier.
It's even
206.
Easier. 206.
600.
600.
700.
Not 800. 206. 600. 7364.
7364.
206-600-7364.
That's right.
So
correct.
It's easy, and we need you to
call.
We love
for you.
We
love when you call.
We
don't just love it, we need it.
And if you call before
Yeah.
And we didn't play you on the show or see you in person or email you back about it or call you back about it because we like to do that for all our listeners.
Yeah.
It means we didn't get your message because our phone line was screwed up. So I know some of you called us and...
We're going to beg your forgiveness and ask you to do it again.
Yeah. Also, make sure you listen to the directions on there because you have to press either star or pound when you're finished.
Oh, really?
For the call to go through. And I think some people are confused by that.
Okay.
Number one, our listeners are confused because they think they're going to call us and talk to us directly.
Talk to us, while we're recording the show.
Or they think they need to call us
on Sunday mornings.
Right. No, you can call anytime you want.
We're not going to answer.
We won't answer.
We'll never answer. Ever.
So if you want to talk to us, don't call that.
It's impossible for us to answer that phone.
We can't answer.
We can only get the message.
Leave a message and either press pound or star, whatever the hell it says.
Yeah.
All right? So 206-600-7364.
You got it.
All right?
You got it. And then go to the website, of course, sundaymorningmimosa.com.
Yeah, get all the updates.
MySpace.com/sundaymorningmimosa.
There you go. I mean, once you know the name of the show, you can pretty much get anywhere we need you to get
pretty
to.
Pretty much.
Yeah, just plug that Sunday Morning Mimosa into whatever you think, and you got it. So,
I think Glory will be here next week.
Oh, okay.
It is actually the re-release of her number one hit single, her number one hit song from back in the day, You Can't Cook a Turkey if the Turkey Ain't Dead.
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, boy.
It's they're having a re-release.
A re-release. You'd think they'd wait till, like, Thanksgiving time.
Well, the Christmas album's coming out.
Oh, finally.
Right.
So this is coming out, like, as a primer to the Christmas album, to whet everyone's appetite?
Apparently, I was told by Dolce, who is still working for Gloria.
Oh, okay.
That, when I called to get information, that this is being released to her friends first.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like get the word out.
Some buzz.
And then a few month or two from now, it'll be radio.
Okay. Ready.
That's nice.
Is it remixed or is it just
the original
version?
I really don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I've been trying to find an original copy to play for our listeners.
Yeah, it's
You can't find it.
No.
You can't find that.
No.
I'm sure that's in a vault somewhere.
Well, I found an 8-track, but
we can't put that on here. Yeah.
So, you can't. If anyone has a copy of You Can't Cook a Turkey if the Turkey Ain't Dead by Gloria Victoria Vistoria,
send it.
Please.
Send it to us.
We would love to hear that.
Yeah.
Love to hear it.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes,
and we'll see you
so
next
much.
Week.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have to say, one of our listeners was upset because last week, we were talking about all the listeners that we saw in our magic mirror, like Romper Room.
Oh, okay.
We missed Susie.
Susie.
She was really upset.
Oh, Susie.
She wrote in and everything.
Our heart goes out to Susie.
Yeah, so I can see Susie this week.
Yeah.
Remember how you felt when the Romper Room lady couldn't see you?
I always felt let down.
So you know what that's like.
Yeah.
So this week we see Susie. All right?
See Susie.
There you go, Susie. We see you. Jeez. How can we miss you?
Yeah.
So... thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye, all right,
guys.
Bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Yes, thank you so much, Steven.
Get the hell out.